the show, Jason. And joining us here in the studio, not only do we have Lee Shia, who is our regular arts correspondent. Hello to you, Lee.
Hello, hello.
The Book of Lee.
The Book of Lee, yes.
Back again.
Back again. So we'll be speaking to Lee a little bit later on in the show about what is coming up here in the UAE, what we can look forward to over the next week. But also joining us in the studio is art collector and founder of the I Am Gallery, Hisham Samawi. Welcome, Hisham.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
And it's actually a welcome back to you, because the last time you were here in the studio, again, we were talking about the Young Collectors Auction, which is tomorrow night at the I Am Gallery. We will be speaking about that. But we were actually talking on air about the fact that it was going to be my very first auction ever, Jason. Mm. And I was saying to Hisham, you know, for someone who's never been to an auction before, it can be an incredibly intimidating experience. And Lee, you were saying the same thing as well. It can be a little bit scary. And Hisham did a very nice job of breaking it down and making it a little bit less scary for all the art newbies. And I suppose the first question would really be, you know, let's talk about the I Am Gallery for a minute and what it stands for and really what makes the Young Collectors Auction such a good fit with I Am in the first place.
Well, you know, as a gallery, we're always trying to, you know, build the infrastructure and educate and develop the cultural scene and landscape in the United Arab Emirates. And, you know, in order for an art scene to thrive, I mean, you do need collectors. That is the lifeblood of everything. Artists need support and exposure and awareness. So we did the Young Collectors Auction. This is our 18th auction now coming up.
Oh, wow.
Up. Mm. So, wow, I mean, it's really
How often is the auctions?
We do about 2 to 3 a year.
Okay.
So, and we kind of wanted to do it in a way to give new collectors, kind of make it less intimidating to enter the art world. You know, a lot of times they might go to a gallery, there's 12 pieces by the same artist, they don't know which one to pick, it's intimidating, they don't know which questions to ask, things like that. At the same time, you know, we wanted to kind of help people cross that first threshold, which is the toughest one. The barrier is, you know, buying your first piece.
Yeah, for sure.
And so by doing it in an auction environment, you know, we filter the art, we find, you know, really good value, we keep all the estimates and you know, the prices, you know, relatively affordable and so it's not a huge financial burden, and make it a fun environment where you're not going in there buying a piece, you're actually winning a piece.
Yeah.
And you're fighting for your piece, and there's the thrill of kind of bidding, and even when you're bidding, you see other people bidding, and it gives you confidence that, you know what, yeah, I have a good eye. I like, you know, this is good, and other people like it too.
And it's so funny, we were actually talking about this off air, weren't we, Jason, about a friend who was bidding on an item of a piece of, I think a photography piece, lost, but you were saying, well, on the flip side, how happy was the person who won it?
Yeah, I mean, I know which the couple you're talking about, and, you know, it is the kind of thing where you have this story, you know, where you put it up on your wall and you're proud of it. And then once you live with this art piece, you say, you know what, having art is great. It's fun. It's cool. I have a
great
story
talking
to tell.
Point. Yeah.
And then you say, you know what, it's not this intimidating world where maybe sometimes, you know, led to believe falsely. So they come back, and we've had so many collectors start in the Young Collectors Auction, and they keep coming back, and they've become, you know, young collectors. They actually buy art now.
And when you say young collectors, obviously young artists as well. So what age would you take art in as regards to this sort of auction and so on?
I mean, it's not so much about the age, even from the collector or the artist point of view. You know, we say young in the sense of young in collecting. So you're a kind of new collector, and maybe you don't have much experience with it, but, you know, we have all sorts of age groups that are there. It's really a fun, you know, laid-back environment. And, you know, the art that we actually, you know, get and consign for the auction, you know, has a lot of, you know, big established names like Samia Halabi, who's, you know, well into her 70s and is probably one of the most, you know, accomplished artists, you know, in the history of Middle Eastern art. But we have, you know, works on paper by some, you know, established artists and big-name artists. But at the same time, we do have, you know, the first time, you know, certain pieces have come on auction by younger artists. So it's a good platform for not just new collectors to find things, but even, you know, savvy collectors to maybe find that next generation of talent.
And when you say about arts, I mean, so can you describe to us what actually comes to you as regards, I believe you'd be taking sculptures and things like this?
Yeah, we take, basically, you know, we have paintings and limited edition prints. We have sculptures, installations, you know, video pieces. I mean, it's really a wide spectrum, and it allows collectors to come in there and really find that thing that kind of works for them, and then kind of complements, you know, them and their collection and what they want to have, you know, in their house.
And what about who decides the price as regards the opening price on this?
Well, you know, this is Khalid and I. We spend, you know, the whole year visiting artists, getting consignments, you know, building up the kind of, you know, selection of lots for the sale. And, you know, we try to set the estimates based around kind of what the market price is, you know, for the works. And, you know, so if you're bidding within, the, you know, the estimate range, you know, you're getting good value.
Okay, let's also talk about the different types of art that will be on display tomorrow night, because one particular area that I know we want to discuss is sculpture. Because, you know, we can kind of look at paintings and photography, and but sculpture seems like a whole kind of scary new area. I know, for instance, tomorrow there is going to be works from Nadine Karam and other artists that you can bid on. But what are you looking for if you see a piece, if you see a sculpture that you like? What are you really looking for, Hisham?
Well, you know, what's interesting is, you know, you're differentiating sculpture from everything else, but to me it's all the same. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a work of art.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you got to approach it is the same way you would approach any work of art. And it's basically, the number one rule is, you know, do you like it? Does it do something for you?
Yeah.
You know, do you want it? And does it speak to you in a certain regards? And two, you know, can you afford it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it something that's, you know, within your price range and means? You know, sculptures, because there's, you know, maybe it's a unique object and there's more maybe work or material cost, and it might be more expensive than, let's say, a painting or something like that. So there might be that element of it. And the third is, you know, is it from a well-respected gallery or an artist or someone like that? So if you follow those three rules, then you really can't go wrong. And the nice thing about sculptures is, you know, we all have walls and we can always put, you know, artworks on there, but there's something about having an object in the house where you can kind of walk around and mm-hmm. see and experience and kind of lives in the space with you, really complements, you know, an art collection. I mean, if you only have things on your walls, once you get a sculpture, you realize, you know, there's a lot of other space in your home that you can fill with art.
Let's bring Lee into the conversation, because Lee, you did say off air that auctions for you can be a little bit intimidating. And there's quite a famous collector. I think she's Australian, called Annette Larkin. And she said for her first auction, she spent a week's wages on a piece and said she felt absolutely terrified, but incredibly grown up, which I thought was a lovely quote. But what about you? What was your first auction, and did you buy anything?
I've actually never been to an auction before.
What? Okay, so you're coming with me tomorrow night.
Yes, we'll go tomorrow, and then that'll be my first experience. But I think, yeah, there is this, as Hisham was saying, there is this false sense of, there's this myth of intimidation. I think it's in part to do with the urgency of it. It's almost a little bit like radio in that sense for me. Like, you know, once you've said what you've said, then it has been said, which somehow seems very obvious, but at the same time, the urgency of it can be intimidating. I think also from the perspective of an artist, if your work is in auction, then somehow, as you were saying, Zara, it's somehow a move that validates adulthood or legitimacy.
Yeah.
So. Mm. Mm. I want to ask this, and if I may, as regards my question, as regards the actual auction itself, how do you prepare for this for the individual? These two guys are going to go off tomorrow to an auction. I mean, do we have to bring our cash with us? Is it a credit card? How does it work? Because again, this is a mystery. If you've not been before, what are the rules and regs?
Yeah, basically, I mean, you know, it's a really laid back, casual environment. We do it in the gallery in Alcoz. I'm actually the auctioneer.
He makes jokes. Hisham makes jokes.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I make jokes. I try to make it fun and lively and make it a good experience. It's not this super intimidating thing. It doesn't have to be. You know, we can have fun with this. And so what you do is you would show up at the gallery. You can fill out a paddle registration form. You know, just bring an ID. And then once you have your paddle, you know, you have this paddle you actually hold in your hand. Then, you know, the auction starts. I will go through each lot. I'll start, you know, at a price. And then as people kind of raise their hands, we go up in increments. The bidding increments are listed in the back of the catalog.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, you know, as far as how to prepare from you know, somebody who's going, let's say, for their first time, I mean, I would definitely check out the catalog. It's on the website. You can download it. If you have time today to come by the gallery, we have every lot that we're auctioning off is on exhibit.
How many lots?
We have about 84, I believe.
Wow.
84?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can come and check everything out. Everything's hanging. Even if you come before the sale, a lot of the stuff will still be hanging. Some of the stuff gets brought out. And then, you know, we have all the bios and information there. If you have any questions about any of the pieces, we have specialists on hand to kind of answer. But at the same time, if you just kind of come in and you know, go between the estimates, you know, you're getting good value. And there's this big misconception that when people go to auctions, everything can kind of gets overbid and everything sells for like millions of dollars.
Mm-mm-mm.
But in reality, you have a really good opportunity to get things below market price.
Because yeah.
If you're the first person to enter and bid on something, and for some reason you're the only person that likes piece,
it's
and no one goes against you, you're going to get it well below market value. So if you kind of come in there and see things you like and kind of just be ready to kind of pounce on them, you can really get a lot of great stuff.
And so and you being the auctioneer then, so you would say, okay, so at the moment we're standing at, say, 800, whatever the figure is, and then you would then pick it up again by saying, okay, can I get 850 for this? Is that your job?
Yeah, so my job is basically to kind of compose and to kind of direct and inform people where they are, what's the bid, who's the next bidder, things like that,
yeah.
And kind of let people know what the next increment is and just kind of be aware. For people that are coming, they're going to see that there's going to be some people in the room, you know, from the gallery bidding on behalf of absentee, you know, clients who couldn't come who want to put silent bids, which we encourage people, if you can't make it, you can actually put a bid down that we will bid on your behalf for
okay.
you to try
okay.
to win it. And at the same time, you'll see people on the telephones. And the people on the telephones are actually have people on the line, other collectors who couldn't be there, maybe in other parts of the world, who are actually hearing what's happening via the phone and then deciding if they want to bid.
And some of these, of course, these exhibits, I mean, is it an investment for some? Is it a lot of it in investments? I mean, for example, I buy a piece, okay, and I keep it for another year. Can I bring it back again, maybe to you? I want to move it on. Maybe I'm a businessman. I want to sort of increase the profit margin on it. Is that possible?
It is. I mean, we do consign works from, you know, collectors and from other galleries and people who, you know, where it fits in the spirit of the auction, but we do want to encourage people, I mean, not to be speculators, you know, not buying things just to like sell them the next year.
Yeah,
you know, art is a long-term kind of investment.
Sure, yeah.
So if you're looking to buy something and flip it next year, it's really not the right thing for you. But you know, we always say that the people that buy at, you know, at auction art galleries and buy things that, you know, they love, you know, it's their children that make the fortunes, not so much them.
Yeah, of course.
So this article that we were reading a couple of days ago talking about buying affordable art, it was very interesting because a couple of points came up, and one was try and look for minor works by major artists. And is this something that you encourage?
I mean, we have a lot of minor works by major artists. A lot of the times it's because they're rare and unique. And, you know, if things that kind of get priced based on size, you can kind of steal and get really good value for smaller works. But at the same time, I mean, don't buy that artist if you don't actually like that artist.
Mm.
It's more if, you know, if you like that artist and you enjoy their work and you see a piece that's small or whatever and you can afford it, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we don't want to encourage people to go and just buy things you heard are going to be, you know, worth something later.
And also it said, do your research, and they likened it to buying a secondhand car. What do you feel about that?
No, I mean, you should always do your research. I mean, that's why we do the, you know, the exhibition for a week before. We do the catalog. We have the bios. You know, we have specialists on hand. You know, you should go in there and ask questions. I mean, we want to encourage that.
What normally happens on the auction then, Hisham, as regards, do you actually move all the pieces? Is it one of those sort of areas where, you know, everything must go?
No, there are reserves for each lot. So, for example, let's say there's a high estimate and a low estimate. There'll
yeah.
be a reserve, which is either the low estimate or slightly below it. And what that is the lowest selling price that we're allowed to sell it for on
right.
behalf of the consignor. So if the bidding doesn't get to the reserve price, then the lot will be brought back in and is not sold.
Okay, and do you have any artists actually coming to the auction?
Yeah, there's always artists that are there from the catalog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of usually, when a lot's being auctioned off and I notice the artist there, I'll usually give them a little shout out.
Ah,
yeah.
But that
yeah.
must be quite scary for them.
Bit of recognition there, yeah.
Has anyone not ever bid on an item? I'm sure that's never happened.
No, I mean, it's, you know, sometimes you'll see things that don't actually get bid on and get brought back in. But we try to really, you know, pick nice things for the auction that we feel like are going to, but you know, at the end of the day, you don't know who's going to come and what they're going to
like. I was
going
to ask you what's the most popular, but I suppose that can just change from a sculpture to a painting. To
yeah, I mean, every year or every auction, there might be one or two lots that kind of goes up, you know, double, triple the estimate, and then you'll have a few lots that don't get any bids. And you know, from our perspective, you don't really know what's going to happen. And that's part of the excitement, you know. You could have somebody that has their, you know, heart dead set on, you know, some work and they get a flat tire on the way to the sale.
And
then you steal it for nothing, even though there was someone willing to outbid you for it. So.
Well, I like the comment, actually, that was made earlier on, is because it's a talking point, you know, that sort of thing where you go to somebody's home and you take notice of something. And then there's that story that, well, you know, I was lucky to get this.
Yeah,
you know?
And also I was going to say as well, and this is something, Lee, you're going to see at your very first auction tomorrow night, is there's almost ripples of excitement that go through the room when you see two people who just desperately want the same piece, and then maybe sometimes you've got someone on the phone, so the invisible buyer who's also, you know, bidding and bidding and bidding, and it is an incredibly exciting atmosphere.
Yeah, and we want to encourage people. I mean, even if you'd want to just come and sit there and watch, you know, we encourage that. You don't have to come. You don't have to register. You don't have to bid on anything. You know, we want to make this an environment where people can kind of come and learn. So we have a lot of people that come the first couple of times, and they're kind of seeing what's happening. And then later they kind of say, oh, I can do that. I want to try that next time. You know, it looks like fun. Or one of their friends did it. Or maybe they tried to bid on something and didn't get it. And then they have a bit more courage or, you know, resolve to do it more next time. So we want to encourage people to come down, check it out. You know, there's a lot of great art. It's a lot of fun. So, yeah.
Okay, so it starts at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. This is at the I Am Gallery in Alsacal Avenue. Just the website, please, if people want to go and look at the catalog online.
Yeah, it's www.iamgallery.com. That's A-Y-Y-A-M-G-A-L-L-E-R-Y.
And 84 pieces. So I think it's going to be quite a long auction. So it starts at 7, and when does it usually run until?
I would say it'll be over within an hour and a half. I mean, it's we don't dwell too long on the lot, so it's we recommend anybody that wants to kind of come and participate to get there on time at 7.
Okay,
and or before actually to pre-register.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Hisham Samawi, who is an art collector and also founder of the I Am Gallery. Thank you very much, and good luck with the jokes tomorrow night.
Thank you so much. I got a lot of new material.
good.
Do stay with us here on Dubai Eye 103.8. We are.